My dearest Cassandra, last night I had a business dinner in the city. With the new train schedule, I would have to end around 9:15 or take the 10:40, meaning I'm home at midnight. Having to be up and out at 6 a.m., I told Mary it was getting harder to make a living. Seems sleep is expendable. Guess what she said? She said I should just stay in the city. Is that a good idea or what? So, can you make it tonight? Same bat channel? Same bat time? Speaking about ideas, I have a great one. Why don't you email Katie and invite her to have dinner with us Thursday night? She can take the train home if she likes. God, this is making me hard. Thinking of having you. Watching you with another woman. Do you think we can make it a reality?
That evening, as I sat, legs spread and vibrator humming, I called Katie as directed. I pictured her golden curls wound around her delicate fingers as she thought about having dinner with me. I knew she was interested. I knew from the first day, from the way she described her tongue and then her clit being pierced, how she lavished over the pleasure it would bring to her lover, if she had one. But right now she was between lovers. The smile in her voice did not go unnoticed. When she said yes to my offer, I giggled like a schoolgirl, gave her directions to the hotel and hung up. And none too soon. Did she say yes, you asked firmly, taking the vibrator away and replacing it with your wicked tongue? I managed, allowing the wetness to overcome me. And you will allow her to eat you, you said firmly, raising your head above my pubes. I answered again, putting my hands on your head and pushing you back down. And you started again. Oh, shut the fuck up and lick me, I screamed, raising my cunt to your lips. You're plenty ready, you smiled, standing up on your haunches and grabbing hold of your enormous cock. The purple head was hard, thick, pulsing, huge, angry. I inched forward as you knelt between my long legs and placed that big head right on my wet pussy lips. Slowly you entered my pussy, ever so slowly, almost painfully slow. Your head invaded my hole. Please, 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 give me time to get used to the size, I cried. But you laughed, saying I was already wet and slippery. I spread my legs wider, making room for my new friend. Then you shoved it in deep and hard into me, hard and fast to the very, very bottom of my cunt. So deep, I thought I was going to choke. Now, you began to pump me hard and raw. In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Very fast, very hard. Again, again, again. And as I began to get in the rhythm, you changed the pace and moved ever so slowly. You bastard. And with such determination, going deeper and deeper. Oh, slower and slower. Until you were barely moving. Your cock becoming a part of me. And as my wet, hot pussy gripped you, I knew you were taking over my very soul. Soft moans, followed by screams, escaped my lips. As you began to move ever so faster, your thrust going even deeper, you pull out a little more each time, and pushing a little deeper with each stroke. Fucking me hard, fucking me deep, faster and harder. Your balls pumped against my ass, against my pussy. I was completely filled by you. It seemed as if the walls of my pussy were attached to your cock. And as you pull out of my pussy comes with you. You draw it out like a sword and shove it back into its place. Deeper and harder as my body drives up to accept these plunges. I try. Oh God, I try to match the intensity of your cock as it continues to drive into my body. Can you feel my legs tense? My breathing becoming rapid, shallow? Can you feel my hips gyrate? Screams fill the hotel room as we come, hard and loud. I soak your cock with my cum, my juices, my soul, as you hold me tight. I look into your face and kiss you deeply. You are totally mine, as I am yours. And if Katie joins us, God help her, for the ride will be so very intense.